Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike. It's 12:05. It's 81 degrees out. Beautiful day at Air Venture. We have Paul in the studio.
Good afternoon, Mike. Dan.
And we also have Dan, once again, covering the one-week wonder. And why don't we listen to what he covered today, or earlier today, at the one-week wonder.
There are now less than 3 days left for the One Week Wonder Project here at EAA Oshkosh 2014. As of this morning, the tail wing has been added to the plane and the crew is spending a lot of time on the engine and the front wiring. EAA Director of Communities Charlie Becker told me yesterday that the plane is about 90% finished, but with about 90% to go, meaning that most of the structure work is done on the project, but the crew now has a lot of work to do focusing on the smaller details and specifics. Lots of work is being focused on the engine, so I talked with Thomas Err with Rotax Engineering and asked him more about the company and how they've been assisting with the project.
Rotax aircraft engines are in the leading position in the light aircraft market, and for us it was extremely interesting as we heard about this project. And actually it was Christian who made this contact, and we thought it was a great idea to bring this whole thing a little bit forward, and with the kit build and to do it here within 1 week, I mean, this is a striking idea, and we thought there is an opportunity for us to support that. And of course we have also some I would say it's the best placement, the best display that you can have for your engine, to have the engine here installed with this energetic team. And so for us it was a great opportunity to supply the engine here for this event.
Wonderful. So tell me a little bit just about the company in general. What is it that you do, and where are you from? And tell me just a little bit, brief history about the company.
Yeah, Rotax Aircraft Engines, it's part of Rotax, or BRP Powertrain in Austria. So we are coming from Austria, but we are part of a Canadian company, which is BRP. And we are in the light sport category. So you can do the famous Ski-Doo, the Sea-Doo, the Can-Am products are coming from BRP. And we are providing the powertrain for all these vehicles. And on top, we are in the aircraft business, so we are providing the famous Rotax aircraft engines, and this is what we're doing. And not to forget, also we do kart for kart racing. We have our own race series, the Max Challenge, and these are also all Rotax engines that we have worldwide.
As the plane begins to take its final shape, I was also recently able to talk with Chris Heinz, who is the original creator of the Zenith aircraft. I asked him about how home belts have changed over the years he's been making them, and he told me that they've become much more convenient and accessible to make, and that this project is a pure example of just that.
What is the biggest difference between home belts back in the day and the project that we're working on here? What are some of the differences that have kind of come with home belts over time?
Home belts? Like individual build them at home, in principle. They have now workshops about all over the continent where you have all the tools, so you don't have to buy them and so on, and they show you how to do it. And if you watch here what they are doing, then you will know how you can build an airplane.
So what's the rewarding part about being able to build your own airplane? What's the best part about it?
The best part is the satisfaction you have to do it yourself. That is something which is really nice, because look at all the people around here. They are not the standard consumers. They really want to do something which is quite special and not that usual. So they are special people.
We have just around a couple of days left before the plane should be finished. The crew hopes to be finished by 2:30 in the afternoon on Sunday. Keep it tuned here to EAA Radio at about noon as usual for a couple more updates on the One Week Wonder Project. Reporting from Oshkosh, Dan DeBon, EAA Radio News.
Well, a lot of work getting done in a short amount of time, and you know, if you look at the camera, and you can see the camera link if you go to airventure.org and see the One Week Wonder Project and see them actually building this. There's an airplane there.
There is.
And it gives me a great idea, Mike, that in order to get my airplane done, all I need is to put about 50 people in my basement and say, go to work.
Just lock them down there, feed them beer.
That's
and,
it. Absolutely.
You know, yeah.
And have a giant countdown clock, too, for motivation, because that's what they have there, too. Like, you have two more days. Look at there.
Right. But you also see that, you know, when they were first started, they had, like, dozens and dozens of people working on many different tables, and they were able to work on a lot of different things at once. And now that it's more put together, there's less individual components that they can work on, so they're restricted in how many people can actually be working on the airplane at once.
Right, and it seemed a little bit more crowded because, you know, there weren't so many people at the tables this morning. A lot of them were crowded right near the front of the airplane. You can kind of still see on the webcam right now that that's kind of the focus area right now with the engine and all the parts and the wiring that's going in right there. At least when I was there, that was what they were really focusing on. That and the back wing was the two parts that I really noticed this morning. So a little bit more condensed and not so many people all over the place on the tables. It's kind of focused on the main aircraft now.
Well, and Dan, is it one individual who's responsible for coordinating the activities of everybody, or are there sort of sub-managers based on the assemblies?
From what I've been able to tell, there's usually about a handful or a couple or two to three, we'll say, people who I'm guessing are sort of the leaders of certain different tasks or kind of directing a certain group of people. They kind of have it divided up in different groups doing different things. So
sure.
There are people I noticed who have kind of taken charge. One individual who I interviewed a few days ago, he was Jonathan, I interviewed him, and he was the really, really enthusiastic one, and every single day that I go there, I feel like he's always giving some motivational speech or screaming, you know, 1 week wonder. There's like a little chant that they have going. It's something else.
That's, but that's great.
They get it going right away in the morning. He's like, all right, let's wake up, and he's just yelling every single time I'm down there. It's great to see.
He must get up early, get his coffee in.
Get going.
Several cups at least.
So, yeah, but there's a lot of work to be done in the cockpit area. I mean, there's a lot of wires going back and forth to the engine for all your instruments, engine instruments. So there's a lot of work to be done in a very small space. Like you said, 90% to go. So they're working on it, and they're coming along.
And from everything that I gathered this morning, it seems like they're still either right on schedule or slightly ahead. They seem pretty confident right now. Granted, the people that I did talk to, they're saying we don't want to jinx anything because, you know, in the last few days, what can go wrong probably will, or we could run into something that could set us back. So they want to stay confident, but at the same time, they're trying to pace themselves and be prepared for any snags that could come near the end that could kind of set them back a few hours, too.
And how will they unveil this when their project is complete? What are the plans?
What I believe they want to do, they want to get this thing certified and go through all the testing, whatever the case may be, to make sure that it is airworthy, it passes the inspection. And then I think they want to take it off right from the runway down there. And I think that's going to be on Sunday afternoon. So that's going to be really cool to see.
That's great.
Yeah, and there's a lot of testing that has to go through the airplane after they get it built. Have you talked about any of that testing with them?
I did a few days ago. I can't quite remember the specifics he said, but there are several things. I believe he said inspectors from the outside have to come in and do their thing and kind of look over the aircraft, and there's several things that have to be looked at. Once again, not really sure about the specifics on that as of right now, but there are several things that they have to go over to make sure that it's ready to fly. They can't just build it, say it's finished, and then put a person in there and fly. It has to go through the testing and all the safety requirements before they do that.
Well, you know, as I said earlier this week, I can't think of any other project that represents EAA better than this one. You have a group of people who are motivated to make a home built, and it's the true spirit of aviation to see this coming together.
Have you figured out where the home for the 1 week wonder will be after the show?
That is a good question, and I'll have to remember that tomorrow, because we need to figure out who's getting this or where it's going. I'm sure they don't just let it go to some random person or individual or whatever. I'm going to have to look into that. So that's interesting.
So will you continue to follow up then later today or tomorrow with this, Dan?
Either later today or early tomorrow morning is what I'm planning to kind of see. I imagine I'm thinking tomorrow's going to be very interesting, because then at that point, it's like they have, what, like a day and
24
a half,
hours maybe, or less.
A little bit, kind of right at that point. So it's got to be really close by the time we hear the update tomorrow. We're going to have a really good idea of where we stand with the One Week Wonder project, that's for sure.
Well, you've done a great job for us, Dan. We appreciate your report.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate that.
And we look forward to your report tomorrow. You have been listening to the voice of EAA, EAA Radio.